The report released this week, titled Reinventing Transit, Investing in Public Transportation for Strong Gateway Cities Economies, reveals that the inadequate public transportation system in place in mid-sized post-industrial cities in the Commonwealth not only hinders workers, but also contributes to below-average labor force participation. Ben Foreman, Research Director at Mass Inc. and Executive Director of the Gateway Cities Innovation Institute, said that on the average, those in gateway cities face longer commute times.
We do see that people who are riding the bus takes twice as long on average in gateway cities to get to work, and a lot of times that means an hour both way across all the gateway cities on average, so 2 hours a day people taking the bus to get to work. We can do better than that.
Foreman also explained that because it can be particularly hard for young people, many of whom may not have a car, to find a job in the current economy, a poor transit system can only hinder an area's potential for growth. He used Pittsfield as an example.
When you have public transportation that can get people to jobs, there's more people there looking for jobs than in jobs. And that's particularly true for young people who have had a particularly difficult time in this economy. We know our public transit service in gateway cities is inadequate right now. In Pittsfield, the buses don't come on the weekends, which is a great time for people to work, particularly young folks. And we know they don't come at night.
Mass Inc.'s report shows that Pittsfield labor participation rate is 4 points below the state average. Other gateway cities average 2.5 points below average. Gary Shepard is the administrator for the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority, one of 15 regional transit authorities in the state outside of the MBTA. Shepard said that what his customers are requesting is in line with what Mass Inc. is recommending.
We do surveys every 6 months, and it comes back consistent to us. Number one, it tells us that 65% of our riders do not own a car, nor do anyone in their family own a car. About 53% ride our system daily. 53% also take it to work daily. And the majority would like to see, it's clear they want to see more service.
Governor Deval Patrick has made transportation a top priority in his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal. To help pay for new transportation investments, he's requesting to raise state revenues by increasing the state income tax, as well as making other adjustments to the tax code. The governor's plan calls for strengthened support for RTAs. $400 million would be provided to upgrade and improve facilities, and $100 million is being called for next year to help put the RTAs into a future funding scenario. Mass Inc. is taking its report on the road on a tour of 10 gateway cities where public hearings are being held to make the issues aware to the public and lawmakers. The first of those meetings was held this week in Pittsfield. State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier attended the hearing and said that she supports Mass Inc.'s recommendation that RTAs are funded by taxpayers in their local areas, as opposed to the current system that distributes transportation funding back to the RTAs from statewide sales tax revenues.
So for every dollar Berkshire County sends to the T, we get 7 cents back. And then nobody's book does that, you know, is that an investment?
The representative also joins Mass Inc. and the BRTA's call for the regional transit authorities to have their own budget line item. The next stop in Mass Inc.'s tour will take place on March 4th in Fitchburg. A full schedule will be released afterward. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.